It's about to be a little party in here as we have some great, great folks here in the Jazz Kitchen. It is always my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Gary Motley along with Victor Goines. How are you gentlemen doing this wonderful afternoon? Somebody had to remind me that it is raining outside, but I had to tell them it's a beautiful day because we're here to see it. Can you all agree with me on that one?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. As long as there's some jazz in the air, then it's all good.
Hey, well, we always have jazz in the air right here at the Jazz of the City. So it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Now, Gary, I'm going to get to you in just a minute, but Mr. Victor Goines, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So good to have you here with us, the city of Atlanta. But you're no stranger to this city, right?
I'm not. You know, in fact, it's somewhat of a kept secret, not by myself, but I've had a house here since 1999, and I consider this part of my residence, where I live at.
Nice, nice. Well, we're so happy that you call this at least one of your homes, but let's talk about your original home, because I was talking to you earlier, and I said, though I've never been to New Orleans, if you can believe it, Gary, I've never been. Every time I hear music from somebody from that great city, I feel like I have a home there. So let's talk about growing up for you, because I know it's similar experiences, but of course different for everyone. So let's talk about you and growing up in N.O.
Well, growing up in New Orleans was really a tremendous experience because there was always music in the air. I didn't spend much time on Bourbon Street, I must say, but just the music scene was so powerful back then. And as I mentioned, it was all over the place. You can hear music every step that you turn. So while I didn't really play a lot of New Orleans music, when I was younger, I heard so much of it. It was just in the air. And tremendous musicians from there. Of course, my mentor is Ellis Marcellus, also Carl Bluen, who was not only my clarinet saxophone teacher, but my math teacher. And so many other great musicians from New Orleans. Jermaine Basil, wonderful singer and educator. Red Tyler, who was a tenor saxophone, was passed away. Fred Kemp, they both played with Fast Domino. James Black, George French, his brother Bob French, and the list goes on and on. I would not do justice by calling out the names because there were so many I would leave someone out. But just a fantastic opportunity. I always thought it was unfair for us being in New Orleans because there was music all the time.
Goodness, that sounds like a place where I need to be. And let's talk about the importance of New Orleans to jazz music, and I think just music in general.
Well, everybody agrees that it's the birthplace of jazz. Right. I mean, jazz was really growing all over the country. But as a central place in Louis Armstrong and Buddy Bolden and various other people, we all have come to an agreement that New Orleans is the birthplace of jazz. And being a port city, it just allows for so many people to come through there transportation-wise. So it's very important to our music, and it's important from a historical perspective because of the first great soloist being Louis Armstrong being from there. I always say, the definition of jazz for me is when you hear someone play, do they evoke the spirits of everyone who came before them? So if you're playing piano, do you hear Fats Waller in your playing? Do you hear Jelly Roll Morton? If you're playing sax, do you hear not only John Coltrane, but do you hear Coleman Hawkins? If you're playing trumpet, it's great to hear Dizzy, but do you hear Louis Armstrong?
Right.
And so forth and so on.
Yeah. And there you go, because of course in jazz, the history is so, so important. You can't deny it.
Well, in life, the history is important. I think that's part of our problem today in society. People are not realizing where they come from. If they can reflect on that a little bit more, they'll make some wiser decisions.
And going forward, right? Exactly, because you can't, you know, it's hard to go forward if you don't know where you came from.
That's
and what's
right.
been behind you, right?
Right.
So my good friend Gary Motley, of course, I haven't forgotten about you. Any time that we can hang out musically, we're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
And I have to say, with Emory University and their Jazz Fest, let's talk about that, because you all seem to really know who to bring. Who makes these decisions? Because we always have a good time with the artists that you bring out.
Well, it's a joint effort. You know, I'm always keeping my ear to the ground to try to know what's going on. And our director of the center over there, Bob McKay, Bob and I work closely together. And he has an excellent musical and artistic sensibility as well. So we're always comparing notes. And, you know, people think that, you know, a couple of months before these festivals, you hear about who's going to be here. And as much as 2 years in advance, you know, we're looking at the calendar and trying to plan and make arrangements because, you know, obviously these gentlemen are very busy.
That's right.
And it took, a little over a year to get Victor on our schedule because, you know, he's a very busy man.
That's right.
And, but, yeah, we look at those things. There's other criteria that we use, you know, not only artists who have a national standing in the community, but also artists who are willing to come in and share their time and their talents, not only on the stage, but in the classroom and in activities that we make open to the public. That's one of my own personal philosophies that I have really tried to hold true to over the last 10 years that we've been doing these presentations at the Schwartz Center, is we want to make sure that the artists are giving back to the community, because if we're not doing that, then we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
That's right, and that is one thing with the Emory Annual Jazz Fest. Of course, it's about the live music and having a good time, but there is always something going on as far as education and really touching the community and having them learn a little bit more about this music, as I think they should. And you know what? We're going to take a very quick break, because you know what, Victor, this new album called Twilight, I'm really enjoying it. You've got Aaron Deal on the piano. I got a chance to see him live over the summer at the Detroit Jazz Festival. That's an amazing artist. Also, some other great folks. Let's talk really quick about this new release of yours, because we're going to get into a cut.
Well, as Gary was mentioning about education, Aaron Deal is a former student of mine, as well as the two bassists on the album, on the CD, Philip Keane and Yasushi Nakamura, and as well as Marion Felder. So it's a very rewarding experience to be able to perform and record with my students. And the other two gentlemen on the recording, Felipe Fraga, is a fantastic percussionist from Brazil. And then there's Ruben Alvarez. He's from, I think he's from Puerto Rico. I don't remember. But they both live in Chicago. So it was the opportunity to add to the percussion section on a couple of pieces. Twilight, the title cut, I performed it as a bolero as a result of some influences I've acquired from the past three trips I've made to Cuba over the past 3 years. And then I decided to try to write a samba entitled Anniversary. So I called upon Felipe, and my initial thoughts about how to do it were close, but not quite there. So Felipe was quite informative in teaching me. He said, we should try to do these things up in there. He added a lot to the music in terms of recommending how to make it more authentic.
Nice, nice. So again, we're going to get into a cut. You just mentioned it. It's called Twilight Bolero from the album Twilight. This is the title track right here on the Jazz of the City. Jazz at the City, 91.9 FM. WCLK, Mr. Victor Goines there with Twilight Bolero. Of course, we have Victor Goines here with Mr. Gary Motley. They are so ready for tomorrow night's show. I have to say, if that was your first time doing a little samba piece, you have done very well, my friend.
What was the first? I mean, I've played many, but it was my first in terms of penning one, so it was a fun opportunity.
Good, good. Well, I tell you, we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night. 8 p.m. is the time, and I want folks to log on to emory.edu for more information. Corey Fields, we got to congratulate him from Dunwoody, Georgia. He got those tickets. He said, I'm driving in the rain. But I heard that we got tickets for Victor Goines and Gary Motley, so hopefully he pulled over and made that call.
We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, Corey, we need you to be very, very safe. Speaking of tomorrow night, what can we expect on that stage? Of course, a lot of fun, but I want a little inside scoop from you two. What we got going on tomorrow night? Oh, nobody wants to tell. Secrets.
Part of the suspense of the thing, I guess.
We have some fantastic musicians that we're performing with, first of all. You know, Tarion Gully, who lives right here in Atlanta as well. Yeah. Atlanta has an extraordinary musician community here. And a good friend of mine named Rodney Whitaker, who reigns from Detroit, fantastic bassist. So when you have that kind of opportunity to play with people who are that talented and what they're doing, that's going to take a lot of suspense out, but also leave a lot of opportunity of things to be played.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, though, you know, Tarion is our very own. He's always all over the country that I always say we don't get to see him here often enough. So I can't imagine what we've got in store. Right, Gary?
Yeah. You know, I bring in a lot of different artists, you know, for the festival. And many times there are artists that I'm meeting for the first time. And in this particular case, I have known all of these musicians for many, many years, so that's one of the nice things. And we don't get an opportunity to play together as much as we'd like to. So that's going to be really nice. So it's like a reunion of sorts, and it's like getting back together with the old family. And Victor said a couple of times, you know, it's like we get back together. We just pick up the conversation where we left off.
Yes.
And I think the wonderful thing about that is, you know, in learning this music and the language and the vocabulary, it's always nice to get back together and, you know, see what new words everybody's learned and, you know,
gotta catch
sort
up.
Of thing. So.
Gotta catch up, right? But that's the great thing about they always say the best kind of friendships, which I think a lot of musicians have amongst one another, the ones that 10 years could go by and then you all pick up the phone and it's like you just spoke 10 minutes ago.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what we're going to have, I think, tomorrow night. It's just a great friendship and a great relationship of music on one stage.
Oh, yeah. There'll be, you know, we have some original things that we're going to be doing, as well as, you know, we have to pay homage to the tradition. So, you'll get a healthy balance of all of those things. And again, I tell people, if you like, you know, a really intimate setting, you know, as intimate as it can be on a concert stage, then, you know, that's what we're going to be, you know, that's what we're going to be doing.
All right. Well, I thank you both so much for taking some time out to hang with us. Now, if you know these two, they're busy men. So when I can get you both just in one room to talk with me, it's really a great day for me. And I tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Yours truly is hosting, and that is my honor to be hosting such a show for Emory's annual Jazz Fest with Victor Goines and the Gary Motley Trio. 8 o'clock is showtime at the Schwartz Center. Can't wait to see you all there. Once again, thank you both so much for hanging out.
Absolutely.
My pleasure. Thank you.